Everyone deserves the right to basic needs. And for years, Direct Federal Credit Union and Katie's Closet have teamed up to help children facing homelessness and poverty. And now you can help too by donating to Hot 96.9 Sweats for Students. To give students in need life-changing access to clothing and basic necessities. Donate today at hot969boston.com/help.
B-Pod Studios.
Hi, Eddie.
Hello.
What's the matter, man? How can we help you?
All right. So, this is kind of annoying, but I met this girl, this Crystal, nice woman, and had some good dates. I thought, you know, we went out like 6-7 times, maybe.
Oh,
and,
damn.
It was going good. We were on that, like, kind of just sort of automatic, you know, like, okay, we're going to go out 2 nights from now, whatever, right?
Yeah.
So, lately, I don't know, maybe last week or so, I noticed, like, she's just not calling back. She's not texting back. If she does text, it's like a day later, and it's kind of like, oh, I have stuff to deal with. I'm dealing with something. I'm f***ing dealing with something. And it just sounds lame. You know, it sounds like bullshit, you know?
So, wow, I listen to him. Wow.
Yeah.
I have problems.
Yeah. So
my mom's
like,
thinking, and he's like, whatever, man.
That's so lame.
Yeah. So I'm just worried. I'm just worried that, like, she's just going to start ghosting and just going to be gone and just, I don't know why.
Yeah.
So like, I want another date with her. I'm hoping we can, and I just don't know what's going on.
So you're feeling like the fadeaway is starting to come?
The fadeaway is definitely fading already, and I don't know why, so.
Okay, well, let's go back to the last time that you saw her before the weird responses. Can you think of anything that you did or said or, I don't know, it could be anything?
Nothing. No. I mean, it was fine. You know, the night ended fine. I mean, she had to go home because she had to get up early for work or whatever. But it was fine. I got no fucking idea. No idea.
It's so mad. All right, we'll give her a call for you next. All right.
Hello.
Hi. Is this Crystal?
Yeah.
Oh, perfect. So, Crystal, my name's Romero. I'm here with Pebbles and Melissa, and we're calling you from Hot 96.9, a radio station. And if you just let me explain why we're calling, I can explain to you literally in 20 seconds. It's a good reason why we're calling you.
I didn't sign up for anything. Are you sure you have the right Crystal? Or
yeah, no. It's not that you signed up. Someone called us up and told us to call you on their behalf. It's a guy who wants to go on a date with you, basically.
Oh.
And you know who he is. So here's the deal.
Okay.
If you say yes, then we will pay for whatever date you choose to go on with this gentleman. So.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah. Are you okay? So I'll just tell you the guy's name. His name is Eddie. And you guys, I guess you already went out a bunch of times.
Yeah. I mean, we'll definitely go out with him again. I've just been dealing with like some serious crap at home right now, and it's been a little crazy.
Oh. You're dealing with some crap at home?
Yeah.
Are you okay? Is everything okay?
I mean, I'm okay. It's just that I have a greenhouse and it was robbed, and I'm just really trying to figure out who did it and still cleaning up and
Crystal, hold on one second. Eddie's on the phone.
What's happening?
Eddie's on the phone. You heard what you said.
Hey, Crystal. Sorry, I know this is weird. I think I can explain this. I think I can explain it, but I'll tell you what I think happened, but you got to promise me we'll go on another date. Promise me you're not going to yell.
Oh,
wait, you can explain
it? Make no promises.
Yeah, hold on. When you say you can explain what?
Like, I know.
The greenhouse thing?
You better tell me what you know.
What happened here. All right. But again, you got to promise me we'll go on another date, all right?
Don't do it.
Fine, whatever. Just tell me, dude.
And don't yell at me, and don't get mad, but you don't get mad at me. I'm just, I think I know what's up here. See, I got a stepbrother, and frankly, he's kind of a piece of shit. You know, he's not the coolest guy in the fucking world. I mean, he's a grown man. He can never hold down a job. He's always in trouble with the fucking cops. So can I guess that maybe were the weed plants in your greenhouse messed with or stolen?
Yeah, it was weed plants.
I don't know. We were just talking, shooting the shit one day, and I was just like joking around. Like, I'm like, man, you'd love this girl. Like, she totally gets high. She grows weed. Like, she's amazing, you know, just kidding around. And he was like,
oh, my God.
Yeah, I know. And then he asked me where you lived at one point, and I told him.
You told him where I live?
I know. I don't. It was dumb. All right. I know. It was.
Yeah.
It was. Yeah.
All right. Well, call him right now.
The layers of stupid.
Yeah.
Wait, hold on. So your stepbrother robbed her weed plants?
I'm guessing this is probably what happened, yeah.
I love how he's laughing at it, too.
Yeah.
I think this is a big joke.
I mean, the guy is into shit. I mean, you know.
Why did you tell him that?
I don't know. It was just, you know, just one of those conversations. You're gabbing for a little while and drinking and just talking. And I know it was stupid. I don't know. I should have thought about it. You know, I shouldn't have told him where.
Really stupid.
Sorry.
No, you shouldn't have.
Yeah, you sounded, buddy.
I mean, of course, I'm not like 100% sure. I don't have photos or something, but it sounds like something dumb he had done before. And I would bet if I had to put money on it, I would bet it's probably him, you know?
Okay, then you're going to have to call him right now.
Yeah, I can't.
We're going to need to confirm that.
I can't do that because he's in jail.
No!
Again.
He's in jail?
God. I had a feeling he might say that.
Why is he in jail? Yeah.
I told you he was a piece of shit. I mean, the guy f***s up, you know? So, I mean, I'm sorry. I'll pay for whatever he stole. Crystal, I will pay for whatever. I'll help you clean up. I'm really sorry. So where do you want to go on the next date?
Hey, she did say she would.
No. I'm not dating a guy who is a piece of shit brother.
No, stepbrother. He is my stepbrother, all right?
It's not
and you
blood.
Promised to
whatever.
It was a good time. We had good times. Just one more date. Come on.
No.
Okay, he's in jail. He's not going to rob you again, okay? I'll make sure, you know?
No, then lose my number, you piece of shit, and my address.
Everyone deserves the right to basic needs. And for years, Direct Federal Credit Union and Katie's Closet have teamed up to help children facing homelessness and poverty. And now you can help too by donating to Hot 96.9 Sweats for Students to give students in need life-changing access to clothing and basic necessities. Donate today at hot969boston.com/help.